This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. He was speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day.
I say to the whole world, India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backers. We will pursue them to the ends of the earth. India's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Terrorism will not go unpunished. Every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done. The entire nation is firm in this resolve. Everyone who believes in humanity is with us. I thank the people of various countries and their leaders who have stood with us in this time.
Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है यह संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे यह भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट रहना चाहिए ये भी सबने संदेश दिया है.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and opposition has given full support to the government to take any action.
Condemn kiya hai sabne, jo hua hai, aur puri support diya opposition ne sarkar ko, koi bhi action
nahi. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Vatican City from today to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will also offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said President will pay homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will attend the funeral mass, which will be attended by dignitaries from around the world. India has declared 3 days of state mourning on the passing of Pope Francis. The second Asian Yogasana Championships is set to begin at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day event by Yogasana Bharat will last till 27th of this month. Over 170 athletes from 21 Asian countries will participate, along with several technical officials and team managers and coaches. The event is part of the government's effort to promote Yogasana as a competitive global sport. World Yogasana's General Secretary, Dr. Jaydeep Arya, said it is Prime Minister Narendra Modi who established yoga at international forum and now it has got the status of sport.
पिछले दो वर्ष पहले माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के एक संकेत से योगासन को खेल के रूप में मान्यता भारत की स्पोर्ट्स मिनिस्ट्री ने दी और उसका प्रभाव देखिए आज 21 कंट्रीज एशिया की 21 कंट्रीज यहाँ एक साथ इकट्ठी हो रही हैं उनकी चैंपियनशिप हो रही है.
इंडिया मीटरोलॉजिकल डिपार्टमेंट IMD हैज फोरकास्ट हीट वेव कंडीशंस ओवर नॉर्थ वेस्ट इंडिया ड्यूरिंग द नेक्स्ट 3 to 4 days. अकॉर्डिंग टू IMD, हीट वेव कंडीशंस विल कंटिन्यू ओवर वेस्ट मध्य प्रदेश, वेस्ट राजस्थान, पंजाब, हरियाणा and Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.